Good morning. Just to bring you up to speed on the massive shift in Venezuela over the last 48 hours, the situation has moved rapidly from a pressure campaign to a direct intervention. First, the biggest headline, U.S. forces successfully captured Nicolas Maduro and his wife in Caracas early Saturday. They have already been flown to New York and are being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. They are scheduled for a federal court appearance at noon today on charges related to drug trafficking and narco-terrorism. Regarding the ground situation, President Trump has stated the U.S. is effectively in charge for the time being. He has already signaled a move to get the oil flowing again, and mentioned he has been in talks with several U.S. energy companies about rebuilding the country's infrastructure. However, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is framing the strategy more as an oil quarantine intended to influence policy rather than direct long-term governance. Internally, Venezuela's Supreme Court has ordered Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the presidency to maintain administrative continuity. There is a bit of a mixed signal here. She publicly condemned the capture as a kidnapping and called for a mass mobilization, but the president says she is actually cooperating with the U.S. behind the scenes. Finally, we are seeing significant pushback in Washington and abroad. Senate Democrats are forcing a vote on a war powers resolution this week, arguing the administration did not have the legal authority for a land strike or regime change without congressional approval. Internationally, China and the UN are calling the move a violation of international law, with Beijing demanding Maduro's immediate release. In terms of analysis, we have moved past the era of sanctions and into a full-scale regime transition managed directly by Washington. This is an attempt to dry up the previous administration's cash flow by interdicting oil and narcotics funds. The immediate implications for us involve the stability of energy markets as the U.S. attempts to restart Venezuelan production and the potential for regional spillover. The president has already alluded to possible future actions in Colombia, suggesting that this interventionist policy might not stop at the Venezuelan border. It is a high-stakes environment with many moving parts. There is a classified briefing for the Gang of Eight scheduled for late this afternoon that should give us more clarity on the long-term plan. I will keep you posted as we hear more from that session.